This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bail bondsman charged alongside Donald Trump in Georgia has become the first defendant to take a plea deal. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall has accepted a plea deal with prosecutors handling the case of the former president and 17 others accused of election interference. He pleaded guilty to misdemeanors. As part of the deal, Hall will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. He was also ordered to write a letter of apology to the citizens of Georgia and is forbidden from participating in polling activities. Prosecutors had accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County and initially charged him with racketeering and 6 conspiracy charges. I'm Norman Hall.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed. Friday's vote, a day before the deadline, makes a government shutdown almost certain. The vote was 198 to 232, with 21 hard-right Republicans voting to sink the package. The bill would have kept government operations open through October 31st. The Senate is working on its own plan that is widely supported by both parties. The Senate plan to continue funding at current levels is headed for votes this weekend. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in an interview with Reuters on Friday he was confident that Poland will find ways to address disagreements with Ukraine.
I'm just expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way the military support to Ukraine.
Poland said last week it would no longer agree to new arms deliveries to Ukraine, but instead focus on rebuilding its own stocks. Poland has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies, but relations have soured after Poland's decision to extend a ban on Ukrainian grain imports. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of what he calls, quote, volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin has told Andrei Trosev that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks, primarily in the war zone. The meeting appears to reflect the Kremlin's plan to redeploy some of the Wagner mercenaries to the front line in Ukraine, following their brief mutiny in June and their chief's suspicious death in a plane crash on August 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden will remain in Washington over the weekend, and the White House will remain in contact with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Friday.
The president's going to be in Washington, D.C. Our team here is going to continue to remain in touch with congressional leaders and the members of both parties. Certainly, he's going to get updates.
The U.S. government was 2 days away from a partial shutdown on Friday as hardline Republicans refused to support a bipartisan Senate proposal to keep the government open, and also voiced opposition to their own party's plan to give lawmakers more time to negotiate a full-year deal. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, with more than half the population of the enclave evacuated since Monday. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Armenia on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In mid-September, after decades of off-and-on wars, Azerbaijan swiftly gained control of the entirety of Nagorno-Karabakh, a self-declared republic that lies well within Azerbaijan's internationally recognized borders. Here in the border area, aid workers offer food, water, and some services as families enter Armenia.
But many families say the housing facilities here for refugees are full, and the patchwork of aid groups does not appear to be prepared to help the tens of thousands more people expected to arrive in the next few days.
Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
United Nations experts on Friday called on Mexico to crack down on extortion by police and other officials targeting vulnerable migrants. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention also urged the Mexican government to avoid a repeat of the tragedy last year when 40 migrants died in a fire while behind bars. Experts said more than 240,000 undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers were detained in Mexico in the first half of 2023, including many children. According to Mexican Constitution, such detentions should be limited to 36 hours, but the UN delegation said that a significant number of migrants were held for longer. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.